Track 12, Tears of Anzella, Elif Kaya.
The connection between women and water has always been very strong throughout history. Women, life, and water cannot be separated from each other. For example, when the first villages were built, we see that the first villages were of course always assembled near springs, streams, and rivers. With the water near the villages, the culture has developed further, and religious cultures have developed further. I would like to give you a few examples. Many cultures of faith have built themselves up and around water in connection with stories. For example, this picture, which is in Dersim, Anna Fatma. Has anyone ever seen the Ziyareti of Anna Fatma here? And Anna Fatma is a place, yes, a ziyaret, a kind of pilgrimage site, a place where many people go. Women in particular go there, for example, if they have wishes, if they have something they want to share, they go there. And this ziyaret is also known throughout the area. It originated at one particular source. This is actually where the story lies, namely that the ziyaret used to be a kind of temple for the goddess of water, Anahita. It's not the case that these places are simply defined as sacred or special, but rather that nature, water, and liveliness are naturally highly valued in society, which is why springs have such a special significance in the culture. And this ziyaret of Anna Fatma is actually created next to the water, next to the spring. And women, in particular, still go there today. It's a very special and very sacred place, especially for women. There are many, many different examples of this in Kurdistan. And we can see that a great deal of stories, as well as numerous cultures, have developed around the connection between women, water, and society. This culture is very present, specifically in Kurdistan, and it continues to develop. Another example is the River Munzur. The Munzur also has its own history. Of course, we've just picked a few examples, but there are many, many examples. Munzur also has its own history, and I don't think that I have enough time. I would also like to talk a little about lakes. Lakes are also often considered special or sacred. There's a lake Anzella, for example. I'm sure some of you know this too. It's in Ruha, Urfa. And next to it, there's also the Gola Masiyan, the fish lake of Abraham. These two lakes are next to each other nearby, and there are mythologies there too. Ayni Zaliha is the daughter of Nemrut, or the adopted daughter, so to speak. If you interpret or read into this relationship a little, you can also see the cultures of women, or the culture of mothers in it. And when Abraham stands up against Nemrut and weeps, this lake is created from the tears of Ayni Zaliha. So we see that the city of Riha, in Turkish, the city of Urfa, is also a very mythological city. Both are also considered special or sacred by the society in Riha, both in Ayni Zaliha Lake and the fish lake of Abraham. The fish that live in it, for example, may not be caught or eaten. The story of Abraham is that when Abraham was to be punished and burned, the funeral pyre turned into a fish and all around becomes water. The story of Abraham is that when Abraham was to be punished and burned, the funeral pyre turned into a fish and all around becomes water. In this way, we've saved lives, and that is why the lake of fish is so, so special and important.